Massive flooding in Mozambique delays scripture recording work. Missionaries get evacuated in the wake of Guinea's chaos. And Living Water International mourns the loss of a friend. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Flooding in Mozambique could worsen as the rainy season gets underway. Several weeks of flooding displaced more than 87,000 people in the Zambezi River Valley. With a humanitarian crisis brewing, many mission aviation groups have diverted their effort to the emergency. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says it's affected them indirectly as well.
Our international technical project coordinator was supposed to fly into Mozambique, and the airplanes that he was to use, operated by Mercy Air, had been set aside because they were involved in doing survey work and relief work for the flooding in the northern part of Mozambique.
Dudenhofer says their project will face slight delays. They could be one of the fortunate ones.
I think people should pray for the work that's going on in the flooded areas. Something like this always is a disruption to a very fragile infrastructure. Just pray for safety and wisdom as those involved in sharing God's good news try to sort out what their next step has to be.
Next, life is slowly resuming in Guinea's capital following the February 12th state of emergency. Businesses and offices remain closed as a labor union strike order remained in force and is largely followed. As a result of the violence, three new tribes' missionary families living nearest the trouble evacuated to Senegal. NTM leaders have not found it necessary to move other missionary families in the region from their locations, but please continue to pray for peace to be restored to the country. You're listening to Mission Network News. Due to an unexpected twist in new governmental regulations in the Republic of Moldova, Little Samaritan Mission's work faced the danger of being silenced. As the only Christian radio network in the country, with 14 years of service through 12 radio stations, the changes were threatening. LSM's Florine Pindick-Blodge.
They put 9 out of 12 of our licenses on the public auction because they needed to grab the hands on the media. Not because they have something against Little Samaritan, they respect Little Samaritan, but Little Samaritan is the largest media, you know, special Christian over there.
However, their ministry will continue. Pindick-Blodge gives us this update.
On 13th of February, God brought us a victory. Not only were not able to take no one frequencies, but they extended for 9 years. All these 9 frequencies gave back to Little Samaritan Mission.
Elsewhere, Oasis International's training institute in Ghana sees students use what they've learned in the community. The school offers computer and accounting training as well as Bible studies, and the opportunity to study the Bible has helped one advanced student who we'll call Joseph polish his English, grow in his passion to serve, and eventually move into pastoral care.
I decided fully so in my heart, because they're a tool of God. I hope I can be able to pray or preach the word unto others in the darkness.
Ambrose Brennan of Oasis International says Joseph is already serving.
He's taking the scriptural knowledge he's gaining here and he's spreading it to a community that's next to Prom Prom. So we see the effects of our Bible teaching reaching out into other communities.
The school often has students who come only for vocational courses and later enroll in Bible study classes. They're currently in need of a van to transport disabled students. Please pray for the generation that they're training. And Living Water International loses a good friend and co-founder. Harry Westmoreland went home to be with the Lord February 16th from complications of heart surgery at the age of 65. Westmoreland's passion for providing clean water and living water to the poorest of people was ignited after a mission trip to Kenya in 1990. Today, LWI has completed 4,000 projects in 21 countries. Instead of flowers, the family's asking that friends honor him through his memorial fund. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.